You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Electrical engineer and computer programmer Kimberly Bryant says when she was in college, she was the only Black woman in her graduating class. When she had her own daughter, Kai, she wondered what she could do to get more young girls of color into the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math. So in 2011, Bryant launched a company called Black Girls Code to teach young women how to build their own websites, make computer games, and train them for careers in the tech industry. Since then, Black Girls Code has expanded to cities around the world. And this year, Kimberly Bryant was a finalist for the San Francisco Chronicle's Visionary of the Year Award. I sat down with Kimberly Bryant back in 2014 to talk about the program, and we were joined by her daughter, Kai.
I think some of the same challenges that I face as a woman, I face as a woman of color. And I think the race piece as an extra bit of a complexity to my journey as an engineer in the field of technology. So isolation and being in this field that's dominated by white males can be intimidating to people of color that are going into the field of technology for the first time. I think the lack of exposure in our communities and underrepresented communities to this field, there's not going to be a lot of computer scientists in the inner city neighborhood as your next door neighbor. For the most part, you just don't see our kids that are coming through these underrepresented neighborhoods and inner cities and in areas where they don't have access to lots of Stanford's not next door, or there's no one that really is in the field of technology. That lack of exposure plays a part because they don't even know that it's a thing. So most of the kids that are coming through our programs, they don't know what computer science is when they come into our first class. They don't know what it is to build a website and how they get an app on their phones that they're using on a day-to-day basis. So not knowing is half of the problem that we see with our kids.
So you were inspired by your daughter.
Yes.
Your daughter is here with us.
She is.
Hi, Kai.
Hi.
So are you part of this because your mother is an engineer? Is it in your blood? Tell me about what subjects you liked in school and what do you like?
Well, from early age, I had an affinity, I guess you could call it, for technology and video games. I just played them all day, and my mom obviously wasn't too happy about that because she didn't like me being such a consumer of other people's things and of their products. She wanted to see me being my own entrepreneur and making my own games.
And so is that primarily one of the ways that you bring the girls in? And is it expected that they then stay in this industry, or can they then, like, do you give them the tools to branch out into other fields within tech?
Yes. So we try to introduce the girls to all different phases of technology. So we do web design, we do mobile app development, we do game design. We're just starting to get into robotics and more of the electronic side of technology. But we really try to introduce them to as many facets of the industry as possible, because we're not really sure what's going to tap into what girls' interests, and we want to make sure they know everything there is that's available to them. We really try to build these classes around their interests. So they're into web, they like to spend time on the web, they like mobile, they like fashion, they like art, they like gaming. And so really building our workshops around those things that they already like is kind of the hook that gets them excited. So we're saying, oh, well, you know how you play this game? Now you can create one. And that really gets them like all in, where they really take it far beyond what we teach in classes. So I have girls that are in our program that we taught them, say, an introductory course in Scratch, that are now learning to do more complex game design on Unity, which is another professional platform that gamers use. I have girls that are building mobile app sites at their home and putting in them the Google Play Store, putting in them the iTunes Store. I have girls that are doing robotics, and we just do a little robotics at Black Girls Code, but they've done things on their own. So we're seeing them take the interest that we plant the seed in our classes and take it far beyond what we ever anticipated.
Do you think, coding means literacy today? And if you don't code, then you are you know, you are behind, you will be behind, you will be left behind.
I often hesitate to say that everyone should learn to code, and it is the same as what we would consider basic reading literacy. But it is an important literacy for our youth of today because technology touches everything. So no matter if they want to go into the arts, if they want to go into medicine, if they go into a more scientific career, in each of those, they will be utilizing technology in some form or fashion in the course of their work. So it's critically important that they at least understand the language and understand how to communicate in that language to the folks that are working around them to do their jobs and to get their jobs and their goals done in their careers. So it is a critical literacy that our kids must learn, but not the only one. It doesn't replace the basic reading, writing, and arithmetic in my book, but it is a necessary addition to the skill sets that we need to empower our youth with.
So I'm not a girl anymore. I'm a woman, Kai, and I don't know how to code. Is it easy to learn?
It depends on what you start with. I mean, obviously, you can't go like straight into some hardcore Python, probably, unless you go
Python.
really slow or something like that. But you just have to just maybe, if you want to learn it on your own, just look up some tutorials, and they should be pretty straightforward. And many misconceptions that my friends have and many people I know have is that coding's too hard, I can't do it, it's only for smart people. Mm. But that's not the truth, because you are smart, they are smart, and you can do it just like anyone else can. You are just as good as them. They went through the same struggles, and they started at the beginning just like you are if you're going to learn how to code.